Andy Bay was a child piano prodigy and teenage pop singer before he began touring in the vocal trio Andy Bay and the Bay Sisters. Later in the 1970s, he recorded with Horace Silver, Stanley Clarke, and others. But Bay's career really took off when he was rediscovered in the 90s. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a newly issued Andy Bay live album that isn't exactly new.
Jonah, he lived in a whale. Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. For he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Oh, Jonah, 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 he lived.
Andy Bay on piano and vocals, bringing out the gospel in It Ain't Necessarily So from Porgy and Bess. It's on Bay's album Ain't Necessarily So, a belatedly issued live date from 1997, early in his ongoing revival. Bay has extraordinary range as a singer. He can play the romantic baritone like Billy Eckstine, but he'll also swoop over and under a baritone's normal range, from a strong falsetto to a sub-bassment. And he may fade from a holler to a whisper as he does it. He doesn't mind showing off what he can do, but doesn't lapse into mere showboating.
I'm preaching, preaching, preach, preaching my sermon show. That it ain't necessarily so. Preaching.
Andy Bay has a great feeling for Duke Ellington's music. He can jab the piano like Ellington and has recorded a few of his tunes. Duke's I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart gets knockout treatment here. Ellington loved eccentric soloists but didn't always hire the best singers, so it's tempting to imagine what he might have done with this virtuoso.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven, 'cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life really doesn't mean a thing to me.
Andy Bay's made some very good records since his comeback, but this superior one gets an extra boost from the bass and drum team of Peter Washington and no relation Kenny Washington. They lock in with Bay the pianist and make him more of a rhythm singer, as on this upbeat version of Depression-era tearjerker, Brother Can You Spare a Dime.
Once in khaki suits, cheap we look, might as well. Half a million men went sagging through hell. I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember my name is Al? It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Brother, can you spare a dime?
Bay's taste for pushing the limits goes back to the family act he had with elder siblings Salome and Geraldine 45 years ago. Bay fans may have missed, but shouldn't have, a recent reissue of 1966's Round Midnight by Andy and the Bay Sisters. There's more Ellington, more risk-taking, and plenty of evidence Andy Bay was already special way back when, even if he had to wait another 30 years for the payout.
Memories always start at midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is still with you. And of midnight knows it too.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.